Fulfilled Life Project. I'm Chrisanthi Finn, a wife and mama of three littles who is massively passionate about finding fulfillment in the ordinary and helping you do the same. The intention with this podcast is to have you leaving every episode feeling fired up for life, ready to find joy in the ordinary, and ready to ditch that same stuff, different day mindset. Let's get fulfilled. Hi, friend. Have you ever sat down and wondered about your purpose in this world? I pray that if you are someone who listens to this podcast, The Fulfilled Life Project, that you understand that part of living a fulfilled life is living out your purpose and your calling. And I really have it on my heart today to talk through this because I think that so often society makes us think, or the world makes us think, that our purpose is this lightning bolt thing that comes down and strikes us as this big, bold, this is what you were meant to do thing. And we often identify our purpose in our job or the accolades that the world gives us. But I encourage you today to think about your purpose in another way. And I want you to really think about how you can go about your everyday life living out that purpose, because I truly feel that that is one of the biggest keys to living a fulfilled life. I want to start off with a Bible verse today, and I am reading, this is from Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. That's the New Living Translation. And another version is, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Friend, I just want to encourage you that, you know, there, I've said this so many times, and I know that you know this, but our life is mapped out, right? And we don't know where it's going. And we definitely, if you listen back to the episode a couple of weeks ago, look how far you've come. Really, I think we have to make it a practice of looking back and seeing our lives, and not only seeing the good parts, but seeing the things that were perceived in the moment as bad, or maybe they were bad, but seeing the good that came from them. And that's where I think you can really get rooted in what is your purpose? Because we go through, God didn't create us so that we would have this smooth sailing life that is flawless and free of pain and suffering. It's that he created us so that we would go through these trials and tribulations really to shape us into who we are, to shape us into who he wants us to be, and to really show other people what's possible. I love the quote, that you were given this mountain to show others that it could be moved. So think back in your own story, and what are some things that you can point out as your purpose? Some things that you have experienced that have shaped you into the person that you've been, that you have become today, that have allowed you to have an impact on the lives of others, right? Those times where you were like, wow, I was in the right place at the right time, or God prevented me from being in this wrong place at that time, right? Those are all things that I think are rooted in our purpose. I also want you to think about times in your life that were the most impactful, or you feel like you have had a great impact on someone else's life. Also think about things that you enjoy doing. What are the things that set your soul on fire? Each of those things are part of your calling, your purpose. I love to talk. I remember in sixth grade, we got a phone call home, and I was like a really good student throughout. Like I was just, and I've always been this person who's like, you know what? I'm just going to follow the rules. I'm not going to get myself in trouble. I'm going to do what's expected of me. And I like to be honored, you know, and I like to be appreciated for doing the right things. But I had this duo that I sat next to in sixth grade, James and Laura, and they sat on either side of me, and we would just joke and joke and joke. And I can remember it just being so funny. And we talked and talked and talked. And I remember in sixth grade, we got a phone call home during dinner, and the teacher first apologized to my mom for interrupting dinner. And she was like, oh, that's okay. Chrisanthi was just telling us a joke, or Chrisanthi was telling us something, whatever it was. It lent itself to the fact that the teacher was calling to tell my mom that I was talking too much in class. All that to say, I love to talk. And so I know, and I have learned over time that God has given me that gift. He's given me the gift of liking to talk. It paid off as a teacher. It paid off in college as a communications major. It paid off when I was a waitress. It paid off, you know, in community. It pays off as a parent. It might annoy my husband because he is not a talker, but I know that one of my gifts is spoken language. I know that I like to speak. And when I speak, the things that I say usually resonate with people. So that's one of my gifts. That is part of my purpose. So I recently, if you're sitting there and you're like, well, I don't know what my purpose is, you know, like the job that I'm doing right now, it pays the bills, but it doesn't feel fulfilling. It's not really my purpose. You know, I feel like I'm failing at this or that. And so I don't really know what my purpose is. A couple of weeks ago, I was introduced to something that I didn't even know existed. And it's the spiritual giftings test. So you can find the spiritual gifting test. It's at gifts test.com. And it goes through all of the gifts. There are 22 spiritual gifts that God has given us. And it's really cool. There's this like short survey you can take and it comes up with what your spiritual gifts are, your spiritual giftings. And I just thought it was so cool. And I took the test and one of my strongest spiritual gift is the gift of exhortation, which is the divine strength or ability to strengthen, comfort, or urge others to action through written or spoken word and biblical truth. And I was like, oh my goodness, this is so amazing. So I thought about that and I was like, well, that's amazing because I had it on my heart all these years to start a podcast. And here I am doing a podcast. And over the last 8 years, I've built a business on social media and it's through my words and it's through my voice that I have been able to reach people and I've been able to make an impact. I think back to when I was a teacher and I know that I stood in front of a classroom and I impacted those students. I stood in front of our teachers association as the president and impacted those teachers. I served on committees and impacted people, right? As I said, I was a waitress. And so I used my words. And so I just think it's so cool to look at that and to think, wow, like God gave me that gift. But if you had asked me my purpose before taking this test, I don't know that I would have been like, oh, my purpose is to use my words. But this clarified for me that like that is true and I can use my words. And so it's got my wheels turning as to things that I can do. But beyond that, when you think about your purpose, going back to what I said at the beginning, it's not this like lightning bolt strike, this huge big thing, this title that you've been given, this big role you have to play. Your purpose is something that is woven into your everyday. So think about the thing that like really lights your soul on fire, that brings you a lot of joy. I love to talk to people. I love to connect with people. And that is a way that I can fulfill my purpose. What is it that drives you? What do you really enjoy doing? And how are you sharing that gift that you've been given so that you can fulfill your purpose? I truly feel like our purpose is something that God has given us so that we can make the world a better place. Plain and simple. At the end of the day, are you going to make a mark on the world to leave it better than you found it? And no matter what higher power you believe in, I think that's ultimately the goal, right? And so if your purpose is to leave the world a better place, now see where the things you do in your life fit into that. Instead of thinking, where does my, you know, is my job my purpose? Is parenting my purpose? Is friendship my purpose? Like what are the parts of that that really leave you feeling fulfilled, that leave you feel like, wow, I'm making a difference? What are you doing to fulfill your purpose? What are you doing? What is God calling you to so that you're making the world a better place? Peter chapter 2, verse 9 says, "But you are the ones chosen by God, chosen for the high calling of priestly work, chosen to be a holy people, God's instruments to do his work and speak out for him, to tell others of the night and day difference he made for you from nothing to something, from rejected to accepted." So again, how can you fulfill your purpose? As you set yourself up for this week, I want you to think about all of the things that are on your to-do list. And then I want you to think about the gifts that you have been given by God, the things that light your soul on fire, the things that you are good at, maybe the things that you have gone through and gotten through to get you to be who you are today. How can you share those things this week to make an impact on the lives of others? That's living your purpose. That's living a fulfilled life. And that's what I want for you, friend. I want you to understand that the days that you live in your life are filled with purpose, each and every one of them. So often we wake up and the first thing on our mind is our to-do list. The first thing on our mind is, oh, I overslept. Oh, it's Monday. Oh, I've got this to do and that to do. Instead, wake up and ask God, what do you have for me today? What is my purpose today? What gifts have you given me so that I can go out and make the world a better place today? That's it. It's not this big, huge, grandiose thing that you're going to be given a medal or an award for. Just go make the world a better place. Just go out and live in your purpose, on purpose, for the purpose that you were created. Friend, let's get fulfilled. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. I pray that you are leaving here feeling more fulfilled than ever, that you are ready to go out and live your best life. If you loved this episode, it would mean so much to me if you go ahead and share it with your best girlfriend. Put it on your social media and tag me so that I can thank you for helping to spread the word about the Fulfilled Life Project. Until next time, girl, see you later.